Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good, and He is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord has a wonderful plan for your life, but first you have to believe on Jesus Christ in order to graduate into the perfection of God's will. Now, our time is also short. The Lord's got to come back. And He's always telling me His return is imminent. And I tell you what, it helps me to hear that His return is imminent because it makes me want to tell more people about how good He is. And the Lord thinks of everything. He knows how to motivate people. And the thought, I've seen people fall in hell before. The Lord let me go. That he took me to hell as a guest. And I saw, I wasn't afraid. I should have been, but I wasn't afraid when I was there. And I saw people from all over the world falling into that pit. And the reason I tell people flat-footed the truth that all religions, beside believing on Jesus Christ, every religion, every one of them, that tell you to go straight to God without Christ is dead wrong. And the day you die and can't come back and believe on Jesus, that's the wrong time to find out that your religion was no good. You have to do your own research. And if you don't believe what I'm saying, all you have to do is ask the Lord to help you understand. Even if you do believe the things that I'm saying, I encourage you to go before the Lord and help and ask Him to help you understand. Now, this is why. Sometimes people just go off somebody's word. Now, I'm saying this from, I grew up in church. I grew up around people of God. And I had to decide to become a Christian. The Lord don't have any grandchildren. My dad was a pastor. My mother was a pastor's wife and a good one. So they were pastors. And they loved the people. And they enjoyed ministry. They never complained. Out of all my life, I never heard them complain one time about all the things that they had to do. They acted like that was what you do. They acted like they loved God. And they did it because they loved God. And the thought of complaining was not there. Now, and I know it wasn't easy. I remember my mother used to go to the Cokesbury bookstore on Saturday mornings and buy Sunday school lessons and things to teach the kids and whatever the adults would need and books and all the things that they need. And she'd take my, you know, me and my friend, we went with her. Me and Derek, we used to go sometime when she would go. And then they drive all the way to Utah, Alabama, spend the night there and preach and come back and go to work. So most people I know would have complained about it, but they never complained. Not in my ears, and they act like they would never complain about something like that. They love what they did. And I had to make up my own mind. I had to decide to believe on Jesus for my own safety. And I took the Lord serious, and I learned things. I've seen visions. I asked the Lord questions and received answers. So I know that when I say, if you do your own research, you can ask the Lord. Jesus bridged the gap between God and man. There is no gap anymore because Jesus filled that gap. If you believe on Jesus, if you can trust the love of God enough to believe on Jesus Christ. Jesus said, if you don't believe me for who I am, believe me for the work's sake. Now, it's up to you to read about what he did and said and how he taught. It's a perfect representation because that kind of knowledge you will not find on earth among men, except people that's been enlightened and saved and filled with the Holy Spirit. But his words compared to the word of common men is two different things. His kind of teaching is from above, not beneath. So when you believe on Jesus Christ, you have an ability that people who did not believe on Jesus Christ and will not believe on Jesus Christ, you have an ability that they don't have. You have what you call a relationship with God. And through your relationship, everything that you're uncertain about, you can ask. And not only that, he can show you in the Word where some things begin. A lot of religions begin with deception, man's rebellion, and man's desires. The things that people adopted as truth, it began with something. And most of the time, it was not of God. But the things that began with the Holy Spirit are stable, and they will build your life. And the Word of God, some people study the Word of God, and they transform. They receive greater knowledge. And they come to the point that they can start a thriving business. And I heard one man, he did go to college. But he went through 9 jobs in 1 year. And then one of his friends said, why don't you start reading the Proverbs? And if you apply the Proverbs to what you already know, you're going to do better. And he ended up starting his own business and became a multimillionaire with the principles of the Proverbs. Some people can't get it together. They got a good job and they're in debt. They don't know how to fix it. They try one thing, then another. They try to consolidate their debts. They end up in more trouble. But when they start applying the principles of the Proverbs that the wisest man gave us, when Solomon asked the Lord for judgment, how to reign over God's people, and God gave him wisdom. Now, we can read about that same wisdom we can read about and build our life. Jesus showed us how to be in covenant with God on the Sermon on the Mount and the Sermon on the Plain. When he did both of those sermons are very similar. It was the same message to do to 2 different groups of people. So this message was important enough for God to repeat it. Now, before Jesus was a man, he was the Word of God, and the Word became flesh. And when the Word became flesh, this is what he taught. And everything he taught is rich, and it will build your life if you will apply it to your life. You don't earn salvation. We receive salvation. If you receive salvation by believing on, you know, when you hear about Jesus, if you receive the true things you've heard about Jesus by faith, if you receive it, you come to a point you believe it. And then when you act on it, when you ask the Lord to save you and forgive you of all your sins, and you say, Lord, I believe on Jesus Christ, and you call on his name, you are saved. You are exempt from the judgment of this world. And I know a lot of people are bitter and they say, well, you Christians, y'all just judge us. We're all judged, the Christians and the sinners. We're everybody, people that believed and people that didn't. We were born and we're already judged by the Word. But when you believe on Jesus Christ, you're washed in the blood. In other words, you're exempt from the judgment. If you believe on Jesus Christ, whatever you've done, your sins that are past, God will forgive you. Then walk in a new life. You have to learn to repent. Sometimes you have to learn to repent, but turn your back on the things that's holding you back. And you start where you are. You may not have the power within you to get off drugs. The drugs may be so devastating to your life, and your body craves it, and it's stronger than you. Well, guess what? The drugs is not stronger than the works of God. When you believe on Jesus Christ, God can take all the desires that's wrong and destroy it for you. He can strengthen your body to where it don't crave the drugs anymore. Now, this happens for some people. Some people thump away cigarettes and never go back to it. They stop drinking cold turkey. That's a miracle. But most people have to repent and turn away from those things. whatever it is, what if God can do a miracle and take these things from you, that can happen. But most of the time, you have to work out your salvation. You have to work on yourself and your will. But the word of God will strengthen you. You know, I did, there were things that God helped me with. That was a miracle. But most things, I said, Lord, teach me how to deal with this, how to destroy it. Now, in his wisdom, he showed me how to deal with it the way most people would have to if they want to. And I just kept after the Lord about it. I said, teach me how to hate this sin or hate this habit or whatever. And the Lord would show, he would help me to learn how to deal with it. But see, repenting begins in one moment. You say, Lord, I turn from that. I love your people. I don't want to hate anybody. Everybody that did me wrong, I forgive them. And then when I thought about people that really made me mad, I said, I forgive them. And I called their name. I said, I forgave those persons. I forgive them in Jesus' name. And if I wasn't sure, I said, Lord, help me make sure I forgive them. I said, I forgive them. And I said it by faith. My pastor taught me that you can say things you don't feel by faith. And it will be real. It will become real, just as the solid ground you stand on. You know, a man won't drive over a rickety bridge in his brand new car. If he drive over that bridge, he trusts the bridge. Well, I knew that I needed to forgive. And I said, Lord, help me forgive. And I said, I agree with you. I want to forgive. But I didn't feel like forgiving. But you don't go by feelings. You go by what it is. You go by the word. There were times I was sick. I would confess that I was healed. I was taught to do so. I didn't feel any better, but I became better. You can have faith in the word and it works. Your will is included. You have to make your will God's will. And the word of God will help you do it. Now, I always tell people, don't do it in your strength. Do it in his strength. Fill your heart with his word. And then you'll have everything you need to stand. And you can conquer the things that hold you back in life. And you can love people that's just downright unlovable. You can love people that's downright mean. And some people will say, well, why would I want to do that? Because that's the way of God. This is the way. This is the way. This is the way of Jesus. Jesus loved everybody. He loved you. And he wanted, see, I had heard that Jesus loves you and he wanted to destroy all your sins and bless you and welcome you into the kingdom of God. It was one thing when I heard it, but when I experienced it and I felt the peace of God and the assurance, there's a song called Blessed Assurance. I felt that blessed assurance and it motivated me to want even more. It motivated me to want even. When we forgive, that's one way of getting your power back. When you forgive people that did wrong or hindered you in a way, the enemy set it up to destroy you, to cause you to collapse emotionally. But when you forgive people and forget about this, what they've done. Now, when I say forgive and forget, you're forgetting the act on purpose. It don't mean that you have to necessarily trust the person, but release them from their sin, just like Jesus released us from our sin. And when you forget it, it's as if it never happened. Now, the Lord taught me to do it that way, because when you forgive and forget, then you don't fall back off into that hole of unforgiveness. And when you serve people with the love of God, you overcome their wrong. And if they get saved, then God is willing to forgive all of their evil sins and renew them so that they can build their life. So it's important to know these things. And the healing process will begin with all the people that you forgive. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com, newlivingletters.com. Sometimes you just have to trust God on some things and take him at his word and do his word on purpose so that he can show you some things. He's not always like the representations people the way people represent him. The Lord is a person. He is alive. And his word is him. If you study his word and believe it, you're believing him. If you believe the things that Jesus did, if you believe in Jesus, you also simultaneously believe and receive the Father. If you receive the words of a messenger of Jesus, and you then you're receiving Jesus too. If you receive Jesus, you automatically receive the Father. If you receive the teachings and guidance of the Holy Spirit, you're also receiving the Father who sent the Holy Spirit to you at Jesus' request. Now, some things that Jesus said, it was awkward to my mind, but I knew that it was important, and I also understood that I don't know everything. So I said I trusted him with salvation. I trusted Jesus with my life. So I'm going to do what he said do. And guess what? It always, 100% of the time, exceeded my expectation. Every time I obeyed the Lord because he said something, it exceeded my expectation, and I love him. Now, while I'm learning and that God is good, I look around and I see people having problems, and I want them to know that God loves them. That's the most important thing, that people know that God loves them. Racism, I hate racism. The people that deny others, they don't know what they're missing. And racism is not just one race hating another. It's racist hating racist, or racist being afraid of racist, or racist feeling that they're better than other races. But the way the Lord taught me is that he made all men. No race is superior, no race is inferior. But he gave every race different attributes to come together and build society. Then he said, it honors me when people of different origins come together and marry, because it openly goes against the world system of hatred. So when a white man marry a black woman, or a black woman marry a white man, or a Mexican, or an Indian, or an Asian, it honors God, because you're going against the world system of hatred. And when you forgive people to the point that you love them, you forgive them because you love. If you love people like Jesus loved you, forgiveness is very easy. But the revelation that I got from the Lord is that every soul is precious, and every soul has something to offer. Every soul. I said, Lord, how do you deal with man? How do you see man? He said, I see a little of myself in every soul. I said, wow. And that helped me, because it motivated me to make sure that I treat people like Jesus treated me. He saved me when I was on the run from him. And either people are going to reject Jesus and they're going to end up going to Satan's jail cell, which is hell, or they're going to believe on Jesus. And everybody who believe on him and walk in the way of his word, every one of them, they're so thankful that they found out in time. And everybody that knew that they were right and they went to hell, they wish they could come back and breathe the air you're breathing now, and see and hear the words you're hearing now, and repent and miss out on that torture. They got to be tortured forever. They'll never enjoy time ever again. They wish they could stop existing, but the reason they can't stop existing is because when you're made in God's image, you can't really die. Now, your body will die and they'll bury it, but your spirit cannot die. But it can be tortured, and it will hurt. Don't go to hell. Don't fall for the traps and lies of the enemy. The enemy has gotten away with too much through the ignorance of man. And it's time for it to stop. It's time for people to love God and reject darkness. Not just love God, not just get saved, but get saved and reject every form of darkness, and don't let it hinder your life anymore. Because God can give you the mastery. The mastery is when you are in control of your life. The word of God puts you in control of your own life, and not the enemy, not Satan, not darkness, not the thoughts of men. You'll be in charge of your own destiny because you've decided to operate according to God's word. And whatever you want to do in your life, it's up to you now. You can build your life. The healing process of salvation can continue forward. And you can overcome and do greater things. And you can see things that others may miss out on. Just like I said earlier, when you believe on Jesus, you have abilities that you may not realize. And people that love the world, they can't. Everybody that love the world, they can't do what you do. They can't see what you see. They don't. Their mind don't process it the same. But when you believe on Jesus Christ, you've changed everything. Now you can walk according to the love of God. You can do what He did. You can have what God gave you. You can possess it. You can take possession of what God has given you legally. You don't have to do illegal things anymore forever. And you can always win in this life. And the Lord will help you do so. See, you don't have to beg, borrow, and steal when you love God. You can overcome all the evil obstacles that the enemy can ever send your way. And he will, because he hates you. But you can love every soul. Now, we hate Satan's ways, but we love every soul. And also, you can tell Satan that he can't use people to hinder your life. People that always give you problems, don't fight with the people. That's the hard way to fight. Tell Satan you can't use that person against me anymore, and you can't use me against them, because he'll try to give you dead thoughts against people. When I fight, I was taught by the best man when I first got married. The best man said, if you're ever tempted with a woman, don't just pray for yourself. Pray for the woman that you're tempted with. And so I took it a step further. I said, Satan, you can't tempt me with her, and you can't tempt her with me. And then I would pray and say, Lord, bless me to never be tempted with her, and bless her to never be tempted with me, and bless her to go forward and marry her, the person that you got in mind for. I would pray like that. And because temptations happen, people are attracted to people. And the enemy is trying to undo your marriage, undo your life, and take from you what God has given you. And it works. The things of God work. The things of darkness, it can work too if you let it. Just don't let it work, and it won't. And then it came to, as I learned from the Lord, all the things that the enemy would use against me became very ineffective. And I thank the Lord for that. I want people to know you can live. I've gone through things just like everybody else. And the Lord was there with me to help me through it. And I understand how obstacles are. They look like you'll never get over it. And some people wish Jesus just come rapture them because they're miserable. But guess what? If you keep filling your heart with God's word and living by it and doing the things that he said, your life will become very strong, and the enemy won't be able to get away with what he's gotten away with in the past. I tell people all the time, if you win the war within, the war without is a cakewalk. What I mean by winning the war within, you get rid of the darkness. Everything that's a problem, You get God involved. You give it over to God. You endeavor to live by his word, not Satan's word. You reject Satan's words. Every fiery dart, you reject it. You rebuke it in Jesus' name. Always in Jesus' name. You have Jesus' authority. Use it. Whatever you say goes. Jesus said, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. That's what Jesus said. Whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. That's because he gave you control of your own life and destiny, not Satan. And then you give God, you give way to God. You ask God to be involved in every part of your life. Then he